This is Yusuf.
This is In-Flight Entertainment.
The continuous quarantine throwback Thursday episodes.
Yes, and we are still in Pride Month, so we are this week we're exploring movies that star transgender women, and we are jumping back to 2001 to Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yes.
So what was going on in 2001?
Well, the shows we were watching, it's like a usual suspects of like early 2000s, late 90s. Number five, Law and Order. I didn't know every... All right, number four, Everybody Loves Raymond. I thought that came out like 2003 or something like that. I don't know why.
I can say I never watched that show, so no idea.
ER was still holding down number three. CSI number two. And then, of course, Friends was dominating the joints. 2001, yeah, Friends. Yeah. And top song, Lady Marmalade. This was the Christina Aguilera, Lil Kim, Maya Pink version based off of the LaBelle Lady Marmalade back in the day. And this particular song was off of which soundtrack?
It's the one where Christina Aguilera plays like a singer, right?
No. Yeah, it's a soundtrack from another movie. It's with Ewan McGregor, and it involved music.
Oh, Moulin Rouge.
Yes, there we go.
Thank you.
Woo, woo. Yeah, yep, Moulin Rouge. I thought it's so funny. Like all these shows, and like tell. I think it. I always thought it came out later. Man, Moulin Rouge came out in 2001, huh? Interesting. Yeah, well, there you got it.
So this is our first musical that we're doing. It's been a year and a half, and we've managed to, I think, avoid all musicals. I'm normally not a fan of them. I feel that you should tell your story, don't sing your story, get to the point. But the way that this is set up, and actually the singing makes sense for the story.
Right.
In that, so Hedwig and the Angry Inch actually started as an off-Broadway play musical in 1998. And then from there, it toured the world and then became a movie. Actually, I think it became a movie, then it toured the world, and then it came back to Broadway. And it was on Broadway in 2014. So it took 16 years for it to get from off Broadway to Broadway. And the Broadway play starred Neil Patrick Harris and Lena Hall. But we are talking about the movie today.
Mm-hmm.
And that starred... Who did that star? That stars... John Cameron Mitchell. Mm-hmm. As Hedwig.
Yep.
And Miriam Shore as Yitzka.
Yeah. Interesting. She played the guy in the movie, in the band.
And John Cameron Mitchell plays Hedwig, mm-hmm. who is a transgender woman.
Right.
And the movie's slightly different from the play, because the play or the musical, you're supposed to be like at a nightclub and you're watching this woman perform her songs as she's also telling her life story.
Right.
So the movie, you're seeing her perform, but it's interspersed with scenes of Hedwig and the band and their manager as she's also telling her story.
Right. Yeah, and she's like narrating to us, like the audience, you know, as an intercut between the musical numbers and flashbacks of, you know, its youth and growing up and things like that.
Yeah. Right. So what is the synopsis? As we mentioned, Hedwig is a transgender woman. She was born in East Berlin, so that was the communist side of Berlin, for those not old enough to remember East and West Berlin. Mm-hmm. She was the son of a German woman and a U.S. Army
person. Yes.
And the army soldier abandoned the family, and they were stuck in East Berlin. So as Hedwig is growing up, she has a strong affinity for Western culture and songs, and she meets an army soldier when she is like a teenager, early 20s. Mm-hmm. They fall in love, and he convinces her to have a sex change so that he can marry her and move her back to the States.
Right. Yeah. But the operation was botched, right? Well, slightly.
So the Hedwig was born a boy, and the surgery was to make her a woman. Right. But it was completely botched in that the surgeon didn't give her a true vagina. He basically sewed it closed, and it's just a sort of, it's a little nub with a scar down the center, so it looks like an angry inch.
Right.
It's like an angry face on it, and it's no, it's about an inch long.
Right.
Hence the name. Angry inch.
Boom. There you go. Yeah, so, you know, the film, you know, started off with a musical number. You see, you know, Hedwig, like, in her element, you know, singing, doing her rock star thing, and, you know, she interacted with the band. So this is like
the first song we hear is Tear Me Down.
Right, exactly. And this is this is the American tour? Like, they were doing an American tour.
Right. So throughout the movie, we find out that Hedwig, when she moved to Kansas City with the American GI, he left her for a man. And she becomes like a babysitter and gets a job doing things in Kansas City. And one of the boys that she is babysitting, Tommy Speck, is in a like Christian, or he's a Christian teenager that she babysits, and they fall in love and start a band and write some music together. But Tommy leaves Hedwig to go become a big music star, taking all of Hedwig's music.
Right.
And so when you meet Hedwig, she is performing in a dive across the street where Tommy's band is performing in like the big arena, because now he's on the cover of Rolling Stones and a big star.
Right.
And so this is where we start to hear her story of everything that I've basically just said. Mm-hmm. And she's sort of angry, and her manager and the band are worried that she's going to be viewed as a stalker.
Right. Exactly. And so we have that, and then we have, was it Yitzhak? Yeah. And him and his kind of obsession with Hedwig, you know, like he's secretly in love with her and kind of like grabs her, like takes her wigs when it's not on her. You know, she's, you know, fantasizing and smelling her wigs, like, oh, I'm gonna love her. Like this whole thing, I was wondering, I was where are we getting that with that? But then at the end, it makes sense, you know, with that at the end, like the final number, if you will.
Right.
Yeah. So you have like Hedwig. It's funny, like narratively, you have all this stuff going on, but it's not like all over the place. I mean, it all makes sense, like within the spectrum of like the narration, and then it segue over to the song. It just punctuate this, like the narrative, the voiceover that, you know, Hedwig is telling us, and then you get in more depth through the songs. I was pretty like inventive incorporating, you know, music with the story and,
So the order of the songs in the story, because we basically have set the entire story. It starts with Tear Me Down, which is an introduction to Hedwig. The Origin of Love, which is the story of her parents meeting. Sugar Daddy, which is the story of her meeting the GI. Angry Inch, which is the story of her botched surgery. Mm-hmm. Wig in a Box. I forget how that fits into the story, but basically it's about her dressing as a woman.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Wicked Little Town is about living in Kansas City and how she doesn't feel that she fits in. The Long Grift is that, so Tommy, the boy that she was babysitting, he thought that she was a woman, and he leaves her when he finds out that she was born a man.
Mm-hmm.
Hedwig's Lament, and Hedwig's Lament is about sort of being sorry for everything that has gone on. Exquisite Corpse. This is where Hedwig and Yitzka start to make up, sort of recognize that they're sort of in the same situation, but also elevating Yitzka to take on a bigger role and really be himself.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. On top of that, you know, you have kind of like it's like Hedwig gives you that story, but then, you know, through, you know, the pressures of the pressures of success and like the betrayal of Tommy and the group dynamic, it's just like she's never truly like happy. Like when she sings, when she's kind of like belting out her frustration, you know, through song and music, that's when you really feel like she's free. But when she's talking about like her life and she's, you know, getting into situations, like that's when you get the real like sadness, you know, with Hedwig. And yeah, like I said, I thought that was, you know, that, I mean, that's what keeps you, well, at least me, like into the story. It's like the juxtaposition. It's like, oh yeah, she's a rock goddess, you know, but like she have to do that, you know, to stay sane, to like, you know, not deal with the reality of her life, you know, which was kind of a doubter, you know. But yeah, I thought it was very, very clever, the songs, like how it, you know, goes into her situations and things of that nature. It won a lot of stuff. I mean, outside of like Oscars and stuff like that, but yeah. So Berlin International Film Festival, right? It won. Audience Awards, Directing Award at Sundance that year, National Board of Review, Best Directorial Debut, Los Angeles Critics Association Award, New Generation Award for John Cameron Mitchell. So John Cameron Mitchell like racked up a lot of, you know, kudos with this film. San Francisco International.
So he was, besides starring as Hedwig, he was the director and the writer also. And he actually was from the original Off-Broadway production, in that he helped start in it, wrote in it and everything. So he it really was his sort of story that was brought to screen. Not his true story, but his story.
All right. So you've seen the play.
Yes. So in 2014. Is there an echo on your side?
Nope.
Okay, it just stopped. In 2014, Neil Patrick Harris and Lena Hall starred in the Broadway Broadway production of it. And I went and saw it twice. I saw it in previews first. I was in the second row. And...
Hello?
In New York. It was amazing.
Okay.
And, you know, I mentioned at the beginning that the play is set up as a concert. And you're sort of hearing the story through the songs. So... normally, I'm not a big fan of musicals, as I've mentioned, but this is set up more like a concert, and the performers are sort of talking in between the songs to tell the story. So it doesn't, the songs don't distract. It works perfectly in telling the full story. And Neil Patrick Harris, his performance, his charisma, I mean, it was just, it hits you in the face. It's so amazing. Lena Hall, her voice is spectacular. I didn't think anyone could really outshine Neil Patrick Harris as he performed, but when she gets up and does, I think it's the second to last song, just you're blown away at her voice. And she also, they both won Tonys. For that, she also performed in Kinky Boots, the Broadway show, the year before, and I saw her in that as well. And she's just a fantastic singer. And we've mentioned, well, the first time we discussed this, that she is in the TBS TNT?
TNT, I think, yeah.
Show called Snowpiercer, and she's very good in it. Everyone should go watch that. It's a fantastic show.
Yes.
and go watch that movie also.
Yes, go watch the movie too, and I am going to jump on that show also. So who was she in the play? Like, what character did she play?
She plays the transgender man, Yitzka.
Oh, really? Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So who played Tommy in the show? Was anyone worth?
No one plays Tommy because they don't ever show Tommy. They just sort of sometimes they'll open a door so that you hear music coming from a stadium and then close it, but you never meet Tommy.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's smart.
Because it is just a band performing as Hedwig is telling her story.
Nice. Okay. Because I was wondering. Well, I guess that's a change, right, from the play and movie, you know. Because, yeah, Tommy, you definitely see Tommy in the movie.
Right. In the movie, Tommy's played by Michael Pitt.
Yes. He's not in a lot of movies. I like him. I mean, the few films I've seen of him, I liked. He was in a American version of Funny Games. I don't know if you've seen that, but yeah, definitely watch that. The Dreamers.
He was in Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah.
And he was in Hannibal, the TV show.
Yeah. And this movie called The Dreamers. It was him and Eva Green. That was a good one, too.
Okay. Most people probably know him from Murder by Numbers with Sandra Bullock.
All right. True. Yeah, but he was cool. I mean, I'm sure he's around, but you know. He's a solid actor.
Yes, he is. He's super creepy in Murder by Numbers.
Yeah, he was super creepy in Funny Games too. Yeah, he know how to play the creepy white dude.
The psycho white dude.
He's good at that. And the vulnerable rock star also, apparently.
Right. So similar to our movie that we reviewed on Tuesday, this is the story of a transgender woman, but this is also the story of a person overcoming difficulties in life to see the positive and have you know, relationships with people in their life and what all of that means for them. And so, yes, this is a movie about a transgender woman, but this is also an absolutely amazing story. So the whole transgender thing should not turn you off at all. And as you can guess, my review in our rating, which is keep your ass on the sofa, put your shoes on, or go tempt fate with virus and bad cops, is mine is keep your ass on the sofa and watch this movie.
Yeah, that's two. That goes for me also. It's a great story. Like I said, the movie adaptation is not, you know, it's not long and it hits the point. Very, you know, quickly. And give you that emotional roller coaster and, you know, good music and, you know, the performance. Yeah, the performance by the lead, you know, John Cameron Mitchell was awesome. It was good. It definitely had that 2000 feel to it. Definitely had that 2000 feel.
I mean, the difference between seeing this in a film versus seeing it live on Broadway is that in the film you're sort of removed from the story. Yeah. So you can sort of enjoy what's going on from a storytelling perspective. Whereas seeing it live on Broadway, it's like you're at a concert and you're getting that energy and charisma from the band that you don't always get when you're watching TV.
Yeah, exactly. Totally agreed.
So next week we are going to continue our Pride Month and we'll be reviewing our first documentary. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll have at least one guest star, maybe two.
Yeah, you never know. That's why you have to tune in next week because, we just chock full of surprises.
We're going to try to get people to speak to things that are better than Yusuf and I.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we do what we can. You think we should... Someone mentioned... Will we ever consider doing... I don't know how to do that in podcast form, a watch party of something.
We can do a watch party.
Of a movie. I was like, is that even cool for a podcast?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that later. Yeah, we're ironing out the logistics on that. Yeah.
Right.
Like, ooh, a Flash Gordon watch party.
There you go.
Drinks and Flash. Can't go wrong. All right, guys. Until next week, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
wash your hands.
Peace.